I don't know.
That's an eloquent argument.
No, I mean, I was, you know, it's like, I'm just saying, like, not to put too much, weight on the importance of corporations and, like, why that should be the highlight of your day when you go on a walk in New York. I'm just saying Carnegie Hall and, you know, the Empire State Building and all that stuff, they're just there. You know, like, the Museum of Metropolitan Art, Central Park, it's just part of your daily routine. And, you know, it's interesting that you hear about all these things all the time. And maybe it's the problem with TV. Like, they just glorify New York. Like, a lot of sitcoms are based in New York, like Seinfeld is New York and The Friends is New York. So they're always like, you always feel like you have to be in New York because that's what everybody talks about. So when you go there, it's just you feel like this, like, wow, I'm in New York and there's that thing. I, you know, I'm not from here and I don't spend a lot of time here, but I almost feel like I know where I am because, like, everybody, oh, you know what the Village is, you know what the Upper East Side is, the Lower West Side, you know, Midtown, Brooklyn, the Bronx. You just heard of all these places. So it's just, that's cool to go there, I think. I like that.
Well, nice.
So what's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Well, I, for those of you who are just joining us, I am not in San Francisco anymore. I'm in Kenya. I just took my first safari this weekend, and that was a lot of fun. We went to a big national park called Tsavo East. Saw a lot of really cool animals, and we were camping out there, and it was just a really fun weekend. One thing I wanted to share though was, so you go out and, you know, you've done these safaris where you're basically driving around we're a bunch of friends who knew each other. So we were all in this van together, driving around this park, looking for animals to look at and that sort of thing. But it's, you know, it's a long day, it's hot, it's really dry. And finally you start heading home and you know, I'm reading my book and then I close my book on the drive home. We get on the highway and we're doing, I don't know, 60 miles an hour or something like that. And I'm starting to doze off. And all of a sudden I hear this bang. And I open up my eyes, and there's feathers all over the inside, inside of the van.
Oh, inside.
On the inside. They're, like, up in the air in front of me, spreading around in the wind. I'm like, what the hell?
It's either an awesome prank or something went wrong.
There was a bird that flew in one of the open windows. As we were speeding by at 60-some miles an hour, it was flying some direction at, you know, whatever a bird flies at, 15 miles an hour or something like that, got nailed on the roof of our van, exploded.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, landed dead sort of next to me. And it was funny because I opened my eyes. I didn't see the bird anywhere. I open my eyes, I just see all these feathers all over the place, and then, like, people start reacting, and they're like, oh my god, it's a bird, it's a dead bird, you know, it's right next to you, it's right next to you, and I just sort of closed my eyes for a second. I was like, oh god, I really don't covered in, like, brains and blood and, like, bird pieces, right? I just sort of, like, had to have this moment where I was like, oh god, what is all over me right now? It was like, I didn't see anything, I didn't feel anything, but then there was all these feathers all over, and then people are telling me there's a dead bird right next to me, and I'm like, okay, all right, let's have a look. And luckily, like, the bird, it didn't even seem to, like, break the skin. It just, like, broke its neck when it hit whatever part of the car, inside of the car that it hit. And so, you know, we pulled over and tossed it out on the inside of the road. Said thanks. and moved on. But I thought that was, like, kind of a weird, weird little thing to happen. But what was even kind of more ironic is that we had just driven hours, you know, and spent hours driving around looking at these, you know, exotic species that, you know, you're trying to preserve, trying to, you know, keep, even though that's many of them are endangered. And then we, like, get out of the park, we're heading home, we're like, okay, back to real life, back right. to work, and that sort of thing. And then, bang.
Kill an animal. There's one of
those African animals just exploded in your van. Congratulations.
Well, it's like sometimes you try so hard, and yet it's like, well.
Yeah. No. Another thing that was kind of weird on the safari was that, I mean, you're not allowed to, or at least you're not supposed to get out of your vehicles when you're in the park, unless it's in like a couple of specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, most of this experience is from a van or something like that. And there are all these groups of people traveling around this national park in these vans. And you can almost like, whereas, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, the way you would find these animals, I guess, is you would have like a tracker.
Right, you know, who
was like a really good hunter or something like that. And he would be able to look at some tracks and be like, oh, the lion was here, you know, within 6 hours from now or something like that. And, you know, he was, or these tracks are old or whatever. But now what you do is you drive around these roads and basically you look for where a bunch of other cars are stopped.
Oh.
And then you sort of jockey for position so that the people in your car can see whatever is being looked at. It's just sort of, it's kind of funny that, you know, like, I mean, it's good that, you know, we're not out there interfering with the animals too much. We sort of stay in our little containers.
Right.
But it's at the same time, it's kind of strange that here we are in these, like, we're in this great wide open space, and yet there's a cluster of, like, 8 vans all, you know,
yeah.
all right next to each other, cramming, everybody sort of leaning out, trying to get a picture. And even that, like, it's, you know, getting pictures of things as opposed to just sort of like seeing something and being there.
Right.
I think
right.
when you have that, those masses of people, all, you know, sort of jockeying for position like that, you kind of can forget that it's not necessarily about getting a picture of something, you know, it's
yeah.
about seeing something that you haven't seen before and, you know, being, or at least trying to understand something about nature and that kind of, I think, can get lost when, you know, you have all these cameras and you see a cluster of vans and so you speed toward those vans and that sort of thing. But it was still an absolutely awesome trip. I don't know, what do you think about the whole, like, taking pictures versus not taking pictures so you're actually, like, you know, present in a moment?
You know, I definitely have thought about this before because I used to, like, take pictures of everything all the time. I used to carry my camera with me for, like,
I remember that.
You know, when digital cameras got really small, it was really easy to carry them with you all the time. So I just made a habit of always having it in my pocket. You know, and whenever something kind of interesting popped up, I just took a picture of it. And, like, I used to, like, I'll post them or, you know, do something with them and just play around with them, send them to friends and stuff like that. And yeah, like when I went to events, I was always taking pictures and like, you know, whenever I went on vacations, I took like hundreds of pictures. And when I got back, I prepared a slideshow and showed all my friends. It was kind of like it's kind of how what's old is new again. Like I think it was always funny where in the 70s you would see people or you would hear these stories about people inviting people over their house and sort of like trapping them and then showing them the slideshow where they actually had a slide projector. Uh-huh. Let's look at the vacation photos. Like, oh God, right? And like, now it's become so easy because you could take 100 photos again. You just show them on your laptop. It's like, hey, do you want to see your vacation photos? It's like, how many do you have? It's like, only 100. It's like,
pare that down.
Oh God, yeah.
10 pictures.
So I used to be that guy. Like, I used to take hundreds and hundreds of pictures when I would go on vacation. And then I tried to do my best to pare them down and like get them down to like 40 or 50. You know, and I think the pictures I did take were pretty interesting, you know, and, but I think you're right. Like at some point it just felt like it was a lot of pressure to take a good picture, You know, like, I had to go over here. Like, oh, here we are at this, you know, event or this this landmark or some sort of beautiful thing. Like, let's say we're at Niagara Falls, right? It's like, oh, I should go over to that corner over there to get a really good shot of both the falls. Or I should go over here and stand on this little thing to get, like, the shot without the railing, you know? And, like, or get, like, oh, get that boat over there, you know? It's like, I don't know. I don't want to spend my time trying to get a good shot. I just want to spend my time hanging out and say I went to Niagara Falls, right? But then you come back like 20 years later, maybe you'll be like, I don't have any pictures of Niagara Falls. Like, it would be cool if I had like been there, you know. And then it's also funny because I used to try, and I think most of my parents would always look at my pictures and be like, why are there no people in these pictures, you know? It's like, because the people ruin it. You know? It's like, you don't want a picture of people, you want a picture of the thing you went to go see. But then, you know, when you go back and look at 5 years later, you're like, well, I guess I could have just got a postcard, you know. I guess maybe it is more interesting to see a picture of you and your friends in front people, of this thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like the people kind of ruin it, especially when it's people you don't know. But then it's at least like you were there and it's more of an accessible photo. Mentally, yeah. Anyway, you know. So, yeah, I've definitely, I don't know, struggled with it is a strong word. But, I used to carry my camera all the time and get all sorts of quirky shots of, like, things happening, and you know, like if I saw a funny sign, I would take a picture of it. So, and I guess camera phones kind of enable that now, so that's not too big a deal. But yeah, I definitely tried to be more, I don't know, making using the word present makes it seem like I'm really, you know, I'm trying really hard at this. It just, yeah, I just stopped taking pictures for that, for some similar reason where you want to just focus on what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, even though, yes, you're right, I think saying, you know, being present might be a little dramatic for this concept, but it's, there's something about...
No, there is something to it,
when
yeah.
you're doing something for the picture, you're not, your mind is almost like in the future. It's not necessarily, you know, paying any attention to what's actually going on. You're paying more attention to your camera.
Yeah, definitely.
Things out there.
Yeah, and
I noticed that a bit with myself for, you know, this on this safari. I was sort of like, oh wow, this kind of animal. Like, I got to get a picture of this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool to have a picture, but it's also cool to just sort of like have a moment looking at lions or something like that.
Right.
But it's also, it makes it harder to have that moment when you have a bunch of other vans all kind of jockeying for the best picture position.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. And it kind of also, like, there's this sort of irony of, like, you want to be, I don't know, maybe you want to be cool or something like that and be the only person out there. But there's a reason everybody's out there.